Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Brian Olkers. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Neil Allen. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco takes first base on ball four. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olkers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Franco reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carter for the out. Franco moves to third. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Olkers, and towards Jacoby, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler who is chasing the ball. Baines reaches third base with a triple. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws to second. Bernazard drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Bernazard. Bonilla moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops it up and throws to first, with Olkers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. the Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Kangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Dickie Knowles now pitching. John Kangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kangalosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Kangalosi is hit by the pitch. Cruz moves to second. Steve Lyons pinch runs for John Kangalosi. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Baines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a line drive towards short. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing center field. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Franco reaches second base with a double. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonilla is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to third. Skinner moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Yet now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Kittle moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kittle scores. Bonilla moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians won. The White Sox will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Carter reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Joel McKeon now pitching. Fran Mullins pinch runs for Andre Thornton. Pat Tabler pinch hits for Mel Hall. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Tabler moves to second. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Brett Butler. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.